It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Hockey fever has hit the Beehive State with the news that Utah's getting an NHL team.
We should get a lot more information on the new team a little later today. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, we are expecting to hear from the new owners, Ryan and Ashley Smith, tonight, along with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. But for now, Utah's just soaking it all in, having two of the big four North American sports for the very first time. Our new goalie, Connor Ingram, told reporters his thoughts about the move to Utah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I really like Salt Lake City. We stop every year on the drive-in, and I had an Airbnb booked in Sundance for the drive home. So I'm excited for Salt Lake City. I will miss Arizona, but I think if you're going to move, it's a good place to go.
We'll have live coverage for you tonight when that news conference starts at 5 o'clock. New team owner Ryan Smith says our team could potentially start next season without a new name. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Adam, Ryan Smith says he's in no rush to put a name on his new baby. But a few weeks ago, he seemed biased toward the
Utah Yeti with a killer logo. I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
That's dope.
Especially with the U and the Y. They finally come together.
Oh!
Right?
Smith is now telling NHL.com the team will be named for Utah and not Salt Lake City. Smith says the state name will be a placeholder on the front of players' jerseys, and the fans won't have to wait 2 years for a nickname to wear on their gear. The naming process will also be in experienced hands, because NHL.com reports that Smith is relying on a big-name advertising company that did brand work on Nike, Apple, and other professional sports teams. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First thing I noticed when I drove in this morning is the great big NHL logo on the side of the Delta Center next door. That's going to be the home, of course, of the new hockey team. And last night, a website was created to take $100 deposits for people wanting tickets. In 2 hours, Ryan Smith posted on social media over 6,000 people had put money down to be on the waiting list. And by last night, that number was 11,000 deposits.
Wow, I wonder what it is right now after a few more hours. So, Adam, how do you think a new NHL team is going to impact the state's youth hockey programs?
Well, man, I can tell you those youth hockey players are already ecstatic about the NHL news. Acting manager of the Accord Ice Center in West Valley, Chris Belliter, tells KSL TV, youth hockey leagues were already growing, and he expects those numbers to skyrocket.
I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, so I'm excited to see an NHL team coming here.
Billiter grew up playing hockey and now runs the Learn to Play program. And, of course, remember to stay in touch with KSL News Radio all day today for the latest coverage on the NHL moving to Utah and, of course, that news conference tonight at 5 o'clock. Again, we will have live team coverage on that story. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Explosions and drones were spotted near an airbase in Iran overnight in what appears to be Israel's response to the Iran attack. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reports now from Tel Aviv.
It appears at this stage that the Iranian regime is trying to play this down and the Israelis are not trying to own it. And therefore, I think both sides, at the moment at least, are trying to de-escalate, even though we've had this pretty incredible series of strikes potentially overnight.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. will not support any attacks against Iran or Gaza.
There was a frighteningly close call on the runway in Washington, D.C. between a JetBlue and a Southwest flight. ABC's Gio Benitez is following the story.
Passengers on the JetBlue flight describing the sudden jolt.
We were on the runway taking flight and then they hit the brakes.
Those planes stopping just 400 feet from each other, according to Flight Radar 24. JetBlue says there were no injuries reported.
One air traffic controller cleared the JetBlue flight to take off just moments after a different controller cleared a Southwest plane to taxi across that same runway.
The man who snuck onto a Delta flight at the Salt Lake City International Airport back in March is being charged now with national security crimes. Police say the man boarded a flight using a photo of someone else's boarding pass.
There will be some major road closures this weekend for the Salt Lake City Marathon. Oh, that's right. That's this weekend. 200 East, along with 400 to 600 South, will close starting overnight, and other roads will close tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. For a full list of those closures, just go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, if you're taking I-15, the drive is clear from Draper to Salt Lake. For now, it's getting a bit heavier, but not slowing you down at all. SR-201's got some wait time around 72 and 8400 West, and a little bit of busy traffic on Mountain View in West Valley, but still looking good along Redwood Road in Lehigh. and along Highway 89 in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah's monthly unemployment report for March has just been released.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, spokesperson for the Department of Workforce Services, Jared Mendenhall. Give us the skivvy here. What's going on?
Good morning. The big news that's coming out of this report is that Utah has now done 35 consecutive months of unemployment below 3%. So the unemployment here in Utah is at 2.8%. That's a full percentage point below the national rate of 3.8%. Job growth ticked up to 2.1%, and that is in comparison to the national number of 1.9%. And why is that 3% number significant? And that 3% number is significant. It is what economists call structural or frictional or natural unemployment. That what you want to see for a healthy economy is some unemployment. And that just accounts for people that are in the process of moving from one job to another. So this is an incredible streak. Utah's had a really, really hot economy since the end of the pandemic.
Does your report show how many people are working more than one job?
We do have some of that information that's available at jobs.utah.gov. Our economists gathered loads and loads of information, and there's some reports there. Typically, that number has been about 6%.
What do you say to those that are out there looking for work right now?
And of course, just because we've had low unemployment for the last nearly 3 years, actually, that doesn't mean that if you're one of those people that are out looking for a job or the company you've been working for had to go through some layoffs, that can be really, really uncomfortable. And that can be a lot of chaos. What we're seeing is we've seen that unemployment number go from that about 2.1% to about that 2.8%. So the labor market isn't as tight as it was a couple of years ago. And so what we're finding is that people that are looking for jobs, you have to sharpen up your job hunting skills. It's not as easy to find a job as it was 2 years ago. So that just means making sure that you have a good resume, you're prepared for those interviews. And the good part is that we have a whole department here in state government, the Department of Workforce Services, that have people available that can help you out with that. Our website has thousands of jobs you can look at. And then our employment centers do have employment counselors that can help you craft a resume, that can help you prepare for an interview, and you can set up appointments to meet with some of them to kind of help you navigate those that job hunt.
Jared, are the unemployment numbers consistent around the state, or is this largely in the Wasatch Front?
As part of this release, we do take a look at what's happening in each county, and it fluctuates. You know, some of the rural counties tend to have a little higher unemployment, and some of the urban counties have lower unemployment. One of the hot points in Utah has been that Washington County area, where St. George has been one of the really hottest economies since the end of the pandemic.
All right, Jared, thanks for jumping on with us with those numbers this morning. Spokesperson for the Department of Workforce Services, Jared Mendenhall.
Unified police officers are looking for a woman who drove off after a hit-and-run crash that injured two kids a few weeks ago in Mill Creek. KSL-TV's Garna Mejia met with the kid's mom, Blanca Ramirez, and reports.
She just told me.
But then they take off. Police are hoping the public can help them identify the woman. She could face charges for fleeing the scene of an accident. As for the children, Blanca says they're grateful to be okay, but concerned about the driver.
Anyone with information is encouraged to call Unified Police.